Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life. And it's time for the 5 on 5. And once again, our gratitude goes out to that wonderful Vero Beach salon that sponsors the 505, Kaleidoscope Hair. Over there, you'll find formerly with the color experience, Sandra Reynoso and Callie Ruiz, and they are dedicated to giving patrons the best cuts, the most natural color, and mine and everyone's favorite, extraordinary shampoos. You can find them in the Kmart Plaza right here in lovely Vero Beach, Florida at 1545 U.S. Highway 1. Or give them a call at 772-569-3645. Kaleidoscope Hair, get a new twist on your look today. They will truly give you something to be grateful for.
We are grateful. Today, when I went to the 5 on 5 this time, I got random thoughts from random people. Does that sound good?
Random thoughts from random people.
Yeah, just randomly. What are you grateful for? You know, blah, blah, blah. And it's funny, number 5, my lawn guy. That's what somebody said. We kind of talked about it a little bit earlier. He's honest, hardworking, and regular, and he keeps it looking good. I thought that was nice.
Nice.
Yeah, people are thinking about those people at this time of year. Number 4, this woman said that I can start my day over anytime I want. I have that awareness.
That's a good one.
That's a big awareness. That if you're having a bad day, choose again. Start over. Yeah. How do you do it? Do you ever start over?
You know, I do, and I've recently discovered that it's one of my challenges that I'm trying to, you know, seek a little help. I'm talking to the big guy upstairs about it because it's, you know, if I go sour, sometimes it's hard for me to pull back.
Yeah, sometimes a little exercise can help. I know that sounds weird. Take a little walk. Walk around the block.
Oh, so maybe I should reduce to a little exercise.
Yeah, maybe so. That's it. Number 3, this person said, grateful for her relationship with her parents. She said, I respond, I don't react anymore. She said for years she was just reacting to everything they did. And now that she's just responding to it, it's so much better.
And you know what? Cherish the moments, because I can tell you from recent, being the last, over the last 2 to 5 years, they're not always going to be there.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Number 2, this person said, grateful for a job that gives me time off. I'm able to take a break when I need to. I'm able to celebrate the holidays with my family and friends.
Isn't that nice?
That is nice to notice that. Yeah. And number 1, this person said, I am grateful that I don't have to take things personally. Knowing this changes everything. I don't know what they were taking personally, but obviously they were working on it and it was going well.
It's kind of like when my It's All About Lee shirt got too big to wear anymore.
It's very true. Well, we've been talking today about being spiritually successful. We were just talking about some of the gifts that come to us. You know, we mentioned faith, wisdom, knowledge, healing, working miracles, discernment, serving, teaching, encouraging, leading, being merciful. And, you know, how do you know if the gifts are operational in your life? I would just say, look for the fruit. Are you having any reaction? Because that's the beauty of these gifts. When Source gives spiritual gifts, and when we discipline ourselves and try to use them with regularity so we get better at them, you will start to see fruit. Fruit will be growing. People will be telling you that things are happening in their lives. It can kind of throw you off a little bit.
Well, you know, and people will be attracted to you.
Mm-hmm. They're actually, as I always say, attracted to the God in you.
Well, yeah, and it's...
And it's fun because, like, some people will come up to me and say, they'll thank you. Like, I write that column in Vero's Voice magazine. It's a Vero Beach magazine for those of you listening from far away on iHeartRadio. It's a wonderful little magazine that's published monthly. And I write a short little column once a month. And when people come up and say that the column affected them, I always throw it back. I always say, that's you. That's your relationship with God that's affecting you. I'd love to take credit.
I just write the column.
Yeah, I just write the column. How it affects you is between you and God, and it's a beautiful thing. And there are many things that people do that they're good at or that they're able to grow with. And I thought we might talk a little bit about that too. Some of the habits that I think are important in growing a spirit. And the first one, it's a tough one. You know, being still. It's hard for people to get still. In the Torah, it says, "Be still and know that I am God." And be still comes from a Hebrew word, rapha. And that means to let go, to release, to be weak. Mm. Quietness comes from surrender. At least I think it does, as I look at it that way. Release, let go, be still, get quiet, let me be God. That kind of thing. It's kind of hard to do.
Well, and as you know, I'm working on a weekly basis. I'm working with a mentor, and we're doing some spiritual work, and we start each week with 5 minutes of silent meditation. And as this fellow says, he said, you know, to let God join us.
Yeah. I had the opportunity to go away just over to Mount Dora, and which is in the center of Florida. And there's a lot of lakes right there, and it's on this one big, beautiful lake, Dora, actually. And we went and sat on this little pier and did some meditation early in the morning, and the lake was just perfectly flat. The lake was flat and beautiful, and it was so easy to be still because my surroundings were so still. And I realized that, you know, sometimes you might have to get up before your family gets up if you want to get still. Sometimes you might have to sit in the backyard away from even the dog, if it's the dog that's bothering you, or the cat, or whatever. Because sometimes when we wake up in the morning, if you're going to try to be still and connect with Source right away, you might have to beat your family.
But, you know, in line with one of what I would almost call our Bethwe mantras, you're worth it.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a minimal investment in yourself for what you can get back from it.
Right. I think another way to learn simple quiet is to practice breathing. I mean, that was one of the first things that was given to me as a tool many years ago. You know, breathe in deeply and breathe out deeply. And as you breathe in, think of a word that you want to breathe in. Like maybe you want to breathe in peace. And when you breathe out deeply, think you're breathing out fear or chaos or whatever it is that's troubling you. And breathe in the good and breathe out that which, you know, you don't need anymore. You don't want to dominate your mind. And there's many words that will work, love and fear. Breathe in connection, breathe out separation.
Whatever your given moment
is. Yeah. You'll know what it is, and just sit and breathe that way for a little bit, even for 2 minutes. It will change your day.
And I was so grateful yesterday because I got a call from my daughter telling me that she was having an insane day. She's just started a new job with a lot of responsibility, and she said she had to take a minute and do her breathing and, you know, breathe out the chaos.
Good.
And breathe in peace.
Nice.
And I just love that she gets it.
That she's got that tool, that she learned that tool
mm-hmm.
from you.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful thing. And that's, you know, another way to get quiet. And this one sounds kind of funny, but what do babies do when they want to get quiet? What do to babies? We rock them.
Oh.
And, you know, rocking, you can't see me. I'm rocking back and forth in my little chair right now. I still rock here and there. And I rock, I roll. I'm not kidding. I don't mean rock like that.
I rock, I ran.
But I rock. I just rock a little bit. And in that, sometimes a little chant can help too. Again, I'm in Vero Beach, Florida, and I'll sometimes go to a church that's closed but open during the day, but they're not having any, there won't be anybody in there. Maybe the Catholic churches are often like that, Holy Cross, St. Helen, St. Sebastian in our little community.
And just find a place of solitude.
Yeah, and it's quiet, and I can go in and sit there, and I'll just kind of rock in the pew there, sitting in the pew, and I'll just kind of rock. And I might repeat one word that I need to hear. And like, if I'm feeling like I'm losing it or like God's far away or something, I'll just might just say, stay, 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 stay. Talking actually to God, like, don't leave me here. Hang with me, you know, stay with me. And the reason I go to the church, it's just to minimize and reduce distractions. I'm less distracted there. Yeah. It's different than at home where somebody could call me or my phone could ring or, you know, or the kids could need something or whatever it is. It's just a place where the distractions are reduced. There's even a little chapel over at the hospital. I've been in there.
Yeah.
I've been all over, you know. And
does that little investment of time bear fruit?
Oh, it always bears fruit. It calms me and it connects me. And it
restores you.
Yeah. It's a way to be still. Just be still and know that I am God is what the Torah says. And that it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing when you can practice that. You know, another one, it might be oversimplified to say, you know, prayer and meditation. And it might be oversimplified to say prayer is talking to God. Meditation is listening to God. That's kind of how I see it. And maybe that is a little bit of an oversimplification, but that's what I'm trying to do. When I talk to God, I talk to, like, just like any other relationship, I talk to get to know God. I talk to let God get to know me. And yeah, God knows me. God created me. But still, I talk because...
You're maintaining the relationship.
Yeah, it's important to me. It makes me open. It lets me trust more. It brings me more honesty. I get more honest in front of God. And the big one, commitment. I get a regular time of talking to God. So, you know, communicating with God, when it's at its best for me, it's open and I'm vulnerable. You know, and I'm trying to be honest. Did I start there? No. I started, like we said earlier, I started where I could. I was more formal. I was more, you know, Mr. God, sir. No, I didn't really say that. Hello, Mr. God, sir.
Please, sir, I'd like some more.
It wasn't like that. But it was much more formal. Now it's more, you know.
It's the most comfortable conversation
yeah.
I have.
Yeah, it is. It's wonderful. And if I'm angry, I can be angry. If I'm happy, I can be happy. I can be honest. I'm honestly how I am. God can take it. That's important about prayer. We're going to take a short little break because we're going to come back and tie some of this stuff up. We have more to say, don't we?
Always.
We're talking about spiritual success. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you connect with the thoughts and words of Beth Wee Radio Hour, you should click on our website to find ideas that will help you live your best life. At BethWee.com, you'll discover Beth's weekly blog that encourages growth, a format you can fill in to create a prayer of victory to help you through a tough time, and in-depth videos teaching on 12 steps, even if you aren't battling alcoholism or addiction. Beth speaks to your personal place of brokenness so you can rise above it. All this and more at BethWee.com. Check it out today.
And welcome back, folks. Just want to take a second to remind you that we will be continuing our monthly series of workshops on Saturday, January 16th. And the topic this time is going to be Let Them Off the Hook. When the issues of others tear at our spirits, it's difficult to let go. The time is now, because you know what? The benefits are for you. And this workshop is going to be, as always, at the Schumann Conference Center, located behind the First Presbyterian Church, 520 Royal Palm Boulevard, right here in lovely Vero Beach, Florida, 2:30 to 4:30, Saturday, January 16th. As always, it is a $20 charge for materials and refreshments. And as always, if that is an obstacle to you, please don't let it be. There are always people willing to put up scholarships for those that have the will but not the means. So we hope you will join us Saturday, January 16th, 2:30 to 4:30. Find more on www.bethwee.com.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We're talking about spiritual success and tools that can help us. We talked about being still, and we're talking about prayer and meditation. You know, we talked a little bit about prayer being like talking to God and how you improve talking in any relationship. You spend time with that person or that being, and you communicate. Meditation's a little bit different. There's many forms of meditation, and everybody will find their own way in. The breathing exercise I gave you is actually a form of meditation, and if that's all you can do, that's enough. But there's other ways. You know, there's guided meditation. We have one on our website for sale, but will you give any away, Lee? How about if you give away five to the first five that email us and say they want one?
All right, you twisted my arm. I would love to, because I would love for people to be using these.
Yeah,
so shoot us an email, lee@bethwe.com, yeah, or beth@bethwe.com.
Yeah. Send us an email, because we'd love to hear from you that you want to try this. And it's just a CD. You put it in your computer or your CD player on your stereo system.
I downloaded mine to my phone.
And whatever you want to do. And you can just play it and get quiet and listen to it, and it will lead you through a way of thinking and kind of letting your body down. And but these are ways to just get to get quiet and to be ready to listen. And there's other ways to meditate. I will say this: if you're new to meditation, sometimes a meditation group will help, because the energy of the other people will help you get into meditation. And as always, I mentioned the place. Reduce the distractions. It's easier if you're not distracted. And just get quiet. Do the best you can.
You know, you mentioned distractions. I just have to share with you. I just got a text from my daughter, and I was just sharing with you that she had just started a new job. Mm-hmm. It's been challenging.
Right.
She's had to use some tools. I just got a text that she got her first check, and they gave her a raise.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's meant to be. That's a good thing. That's a really good thing. You know, when you're trying to build a strong spirit, we talked about the place being important. I'm going to talk about nature. I think nature is important any way you look at it. Most of you have something in creation that you really delight in. Some of you like to go to the beach. Some of you the mountains. Some just like to go and wherever it is, whether it's the dock at the end of your street or
dock at the bay.
Yeah, or the dock in the bay, sitting on the dock of the bay. Whatever it is.
A rainy day.
Go there and be there and just connect. Because in nature, it's beautiful. You'll see people walking over. We have a bridge in Vero Beach, Florida, the Barber Bridge, and people walk over it all the time. And when you're up there and you're looking down into the river, you might see dolphin. You'll especially in the winter, you'll definitely see pelicans all over the place. You'll see different birds. I'm a bird fanatic, and people make fun of me about it, but I like birds. It's almost like the universe blows me a kiss when they send me a special bird.
And Beth gets excited at the random banana spider.
I do. I like the banana spiders that are on the bridge. I see things that other people don't even see when they walk that
bridge. Because you're looking.
Well, also because I'm connected to the source.
Yeah.
And so it's a different, and that's what I'm telling you. So it's almost like being still, connecting and meditating, and being in nature. They can all go together.
But it's those new eyes that we spoke of at the beginning of the show.
Right. And it's important to have your hookup, you know, hook up with nature, and you'll see source. There's another thing, another practice that will help you. Forgiveness. It's a hard one. You know, I did a teaching on forgiveness, and our notes from that are on our website, too. There's a lot of little tools on our website, and the notes are there. There's three different workshops I did, and one is on forgiveness, the first one. And they're workshops I did at the CIS conference over in Sarasota, a conference for women. And forgiveness is important. It builds spiritual power by removing excess negative energy that keeps us from growing stronger. And it's necessary for strong spirit life. To be a person of mercy is important. We are so blessed to live under grace. We are so blessed that we live under grace. You know, It's not always justice, at least not for me. Thank you, God, that it's not always justice, you know? And I have grace. I have this favor of the Almighty. And I got to be honest and tell you that I think it delights people when they also have that favor, when they're shown that favor by another human being, whether it's me or you or someone else. But when somebody treats you right and shows favor, it's a beautiful thing. Forgiveness is one of those ways that you can show favor. You have anything you want to say about that?
Well, the forgiveness is for you. Mm-hmm. It's not for the other person. And as we often say, forgiveness does not necessarily mean reconciliation. It does not necessarily mean approval it is letting the other person off the hook, but it doesn't mean that you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
Beth?
Yeah.
I mean, it
doesn't mean you're saying it's okay what you did. It's saying we're going to move on from there.
And I'm taking the power back.
Right. Yeah. Giving the power back even to where it goes. Giving the power back to source. The next one's old-fashioned, and some people won't like it.
Uh-oh.
You ready?
I'm ready. Okay. I'm sitting down.
Okay. It's fasting. You know, going without something, sacrificing, just to be aware of something is important. Sometimes when you give up something that you like, just so that you will, like, you're kind of raising an intention to the greater good.
So as I've heard you distinguish in workshops, and we're not talking about starving yourself for a day. It may be, but it's many different. It's giving something up.
Right. It could be a food. It could be a creature comfort or a behavior. But it's just something that you give up to honor your relationship with Source, and you want it to be a closer relationship. Think about people that you love. There's some things you don't do when you're with them, just to be kind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same kind of thing. It's something, if you give up something, sometimes the food one is easy just because it's easy for us to think of. Say you give up potato chips and you're a potato chip lover. When you see potato chips, you'll think, oh, I'm going to have some. And then you'll say, oh, no, I gave those up.
Not today.
And then you say, you know, I'm not having them. And you say to your source, however you call it, you just say, I'm hooked up.
How many people today are struggled with a Facebook obsession?
Yeah.
You know, give the Facebook up for a day.
I
promise it won't kill you.
Yeah. And put it aside for a little bit.
And when you think of it, like Beth just said, acknowledge why you're doing it.
Yeah, say I'm offering this up just to have a closer spirit walk. So that I'm not asking you to go without food for 28 days or something like that. You know, is your cell phone a problem? You know, put it in your purse or in your car. Do whatever it is. Have you ever quit coffee? Try it again. Ice cream at night, you know, that kind of thing. Those things can be hard to give up. But I'll tell you what, if you sacrifice it, it's a part of love. And love does entail sacrifice. It's a regular thing.
Maybe it could be an added bonus tool for somebody trying to give up cigarettes.
Absolutely.
For one day.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we get through all these things and we talk about all this stuff. And mostly what we want to do to tie up today is, you know, we want you to have success in your spirit world. Create a morning ritual if you can. You know, whether it's prayer, meditation, journaling, walking, yoga, reading, a 12-step meeting that you go to, whatever it is, get your fuel for the day. Hook up. Hook up with your source. Hook up with your true self. Hook up with other people if you can early in the day. And at the end of the day, do some of the same things that will wrap your day up with power. Wrap your day up. Sign off with God. You know, maybe do your journaling then. Do a little meditation or some breathing before you go to sleep.
Say thank you.
You know, maybe you can have a weekly checkup, like a date with your true self, where, you know, it could have candles and scents if you wanted. You could make the mundane sacred.
And potato chips?
You could write goals. You could visualize your potential. You could just get grounded or just get quiet.
You're worth the investment.
And the last thing, what you do to your body will affect your spirit. How are you eating? Are you eating well? Watch the things that cause you pain. Maybe caffeine or sugar or fats. Maybe those are hard on you. Move. I'm not asking you to go to the gym and do all that. If you want to do that, do that. Move in a comfortable way, not an oppressive way. Talk about your heavy emotions because your mind is important too. Mind affects spirit. Have a mentor or somebody you can talk to. Go get some NET or some EMDR counseling, whatever it is.
Help someone else.
Because the spiritually successful, it's so wonderful. There's many perks. You laugh more. You worship wherever you are. You walk in gratitude and awareness. You're optimistic and giving. You praise others heartily and accept compliments with grace. You seem to know the right thing to say or do. And you know what? You have a rich, full life. And that is my great wish for you, is that you would have a wonderful, rich, full life.
And you will also benefit your loved ones.
Absolutely. Don't minimize it. Tune in to BethWE.com if you want more ideas. There's a great little visualization thing there.
And don't forget, 5 free meditation CDs.
If Lee at BethWE.com. Tell him you want one.